Well, on Wednesday, I'll be heading down to Sarasota, Florida. And there right now, of course, the Baltimore Orioles as they continue spring training 2013. And joining us on the phone is Orioles right-hander Miguel Gonzalez. Miguel, how are you?
I'm doing good. Having fun down here at Sarasota with all the guys. Having a great time.
Things, I think, have changed pretty dramatically for you, one spring training to the next. Last year, you weren't even signed at this point, correct?
Yeah, you're right. It's all right.
And then you get in, you're not exactly, you know, a big league camp invite. You get notice, I guess, at this point last year, but take us back to what that was like for you at that point in your career, just to get signed by the Orioles and then to work your way in from there.
Well, it's funny how you say it. Things happen for a reason, and having the opportunity to be around the Orioles organization this year and start off at big league camp means a lot to me. Last year, I wasn't anywhere to be found. And just try to make a name for myself last year, and things went well and went from there.
Your numbers last year, Miguel, 9-4 with a 3.25 ERA, 18 games, 15 starts, and after you pitched really well for the Orioles in AAA Norfolk to even get that call up really around the middle of the season, and then you were good really from jump street as far as being in the rotation and sticking there, and all of a sudden you were finding yourself going toe-to-toe with the Yankees, it seemed, you know, every other game down the stretch and into the postseason. That story, it's almost hard to believe. It was epically underdog. It's very rare to see that in pro sports, someone your age, to kind of go from not signed to pitching game three of an American League Division Series.
Yeah, that meant a lot for me last year, being able to be successful in the big league level and having the opportunity to play with the Orioles, being around all these guys that have had success and also had their ups and downs. I mean, I think always everybody goes through that. I just stayed within myself and kept working and told myself, you know what, you can't look back what you did last year, just try to get better each day you go out there. And having Weeters and Teagarden back there, I think it made it a lot easier for me to make some good pitches.
Orioles right-hander Miguel Gonzalez with us here on WBAL. And Miguel, your off season after having such a good second half, did that change life for you in any way? A, how you approach the game and preparing for next year, but also just your life in general after having that kind of fame and notoriety?
I'll tell you what, not being able to go to Mexico and just spend time with the family and work out. I actually worked out with Brady this offseason. Got a little stronger, felt good, feeling good going into spring training and just go from there.
Yeah, how do you feel right now? You pitched a lot of innings last year, only 105 in the big leagues, but you pitched throughout spring training into the minor league season, and then you went right basically from winter ball last year into a big league camp or in trying to make the big league club. So that was a lot of innings stacked up. Did you feel fatigued at the end of last year, and how do you feel now?
I'm feeling good. Last year was a big year for me. I did what I had to do and went out there, and coming from Mexico and pitching seven innings down there and working my way up from extended to AAA, having a couple innings there, and being successful at the big league level. That meant a lot for me last year, even though I threw probably overall like 220 innings. Mm. My goal is to, you know, stick with that. Hopefully I can get up to 200 innings. Doesn't matter where they send me, where I go. I'm going to try to do my best and help out the team.
One more question here for Miguel Gonzalez, Orioles right-hander on WBAL. Miguel, a lot of times people talk about the so-called sophomore slump, where either hitters or pitchers, they're not quite as good statistically in year two as they were in year one. For whatever reason, they talk about pitchers adding to their repertoire. Do you see yourself this spring working on something different, something to add, something else for hitters to think about?
No, I'm going to stick with what I had last year. I think I was happy with what happened last year with my off speed, and obviously my fastball has been better than years before, more consistent. I'm really happy with that.
Miguel Gonzalez, Orioles right-hander. Thank you so much, Miguel. Best of health this spring.
Oh, thanks for having me. Thanks a lot.